Ukrainian Archbishop, Russian aggression takes away life, destroys cities. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 25, 2022. Rome, Ukrainian Major Archbishop Sviatoslav Shevchuk called for the universal condemnation of Russian aggression against Ukraine Friday. Today is March 25, 2022, and today Ukraine is already waging the 30th day of this terrible war. For 30 days, the Russians have been attacking, killing our people, Archbishop Shevchuk said in a video message. Russian aggression takes away life, destroys our cities and villages, the Archbishop declared. Every night, Russian rockets, missiles, and Russian bombs fall on the heads of peaceful Ukrainians. But Ukraine is fighting. And with our struggle, our steadfastness, we raise many questions, he said, namely whether there is anything worth giving one's life for. Is there really an objective, inviolable truth that can be the meaning of your life? Is there really objective, undeniable evil that we must fight against with all our might? He asked, noting how these concepts fly in the face of contemporary relativism. Sometimes it seems that the will of an evil dictator purports to be objective truth, he noted. And the people who stand for the truth can be sentenced to death by the millions. One can never compromise with evil, and indifference to this question, indifference to the need to distinguish good from evil, kills, he proposed. And we see it today in our homeland. Russia's military aggression against Ukraine, the war crimes of the Russian occupiers, raise deep spiritual and moral questions, he stated, notably about the existence of moral truth, of good and evil. Shevchuk went on to note with gratitude that Pope Francis, together with all the bishops of the world, would consecrate Ukraine and Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What does it mean? It means that it is never possible to make a deal, to cooperate with this evil that emerges from Russia today, he said, which is why we must pray for its conversion, for the eradication of the evil so that it might not destroy other states, might not cause yet another world war. We will dedicate Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary because today we need very much the victory of good, he said. It is she who, with her yes to God, crushed the head of this eternal serpent, is with us today. Follow @WilliamsRome.